You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by Auto & General. We've made it our business to ensure yours. Auto & General. We're never not there.
If you're a business owner, you'll know that it's important to have certain things in place. There's certain types of insurance policies and covers that you don't necessarily want to have in place, but it makes business sense to have them in place, especially with all of the accidents that are out there in the world. Anything can really happen at a moment's notice, and the business can be adversely affected unless you are prepared for these things. There's different kinds of insurance depending on which kind of business you run, but the common thread there is that there's insurance for things you can foresee, but there's also insurance for things you can't foresee. And I'm joined on the line by the Senior Manager for Specialist Liability at Auto & General, Storm Mhlambi, to take a look at liability insurance. Good evening, Storm. Thanks so much for taking the time. What does liability insurance cover?
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Liability insurance essentially covers your exposure for legal liability for accidental damage caused to third-party property or injury caused to third parties. And I think to make it very simple, it's if you, your business, premises, or your product, or your employees hurt a third party or do something that leads to them getting hurt or their property being damaged, that is what liability insurance would cover you for. It would cover you for defending you if you aren't legally liable, or cover the legal costs that are involved in suits, and also cover you for any awards that are, any settlements that are awarded against you.
Now, obviously, with different business types means that we have different needs. I mean, if I think about a service business versus a business that sells products, they're going to have different kinds of areas of liability that they want to cover against. When we look at liability insurance as a whole, can I tailor it specifically to my business, or is it sort of that one-size-fits-all approach?
Oh, I think it definitely needs to be tailored. There are very rarely two businesses that are exactly the same. They always have these different little nuances to them, and I think that dictates what type of insurance you need to have. You could be an accountant who is offering a service, so you would need PI cover. But if you're an accountant that has a big firm and a premises that clients come to, then you also need public liability cover for your premises. If you're an accountant that travels and does audits at your client's premises, then you need workaway cover. So it's very much dependent on not only the type of business that you're in or occupation that you're in, but also the way you conduct your business and where you conduct it.
Speaking of the businesses, Storm, we typically think about these sorts of insurances, especially when you look at something like director's liability or PI cover, so to speak. We typically associate that with big corporations, large institutions. Only they can have this kind of cover. But how important is it for smaller businesses to have it in place? Because more often than not, when you are a small business, you have greater challenges to contend with.
Oh, I think when you're a small business, you even more so than large corporates need to have this cover in place, because you can't afford for a large claim to cripple your business. If you cannot predict the damages that your negligence could cost. It's not like a vehicle where you know that you're insuring this car, it's worth $200,000, and so if you lose it, that's what you're going to lose. You could have a really, really small little business running in an industrial area, but your business has a fire and burns down the entire industrial area where the fire spreads. You would be liable for that cost. And that's something you can't predict how much it would be. So it's even more important that you have liability insurance so that you wouldn't have to handle or take on those expenses on your own. Your insurance would defend you, and they would be able to pay those awards out, so that your business can carry on and you can get on with doing what it is that you do.
Storm, I remember a time where, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, where the FSCA mentioned that security firms had not been paying over the pension funds that they needed to. And obviously, those things are very important when you're dealing with employees. As a business owner, when you employ other staff, you take on that responsibility to take care of those sorts of things. Is liability insurance something you can get for a situation like that, where you say, I paid this service provider for these things, but that service provider is the one that defaulted? I was insured against that, the fault wasn't on my part.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately not. The risk has to be resulting from an error or omission that you made or you caused. So you cannot insure against that type of risk. I think that would be something that would be called an uninsurable risk or business risk. And even so, as a company that's not paying over the pension proceeds, that's also something that is not even insurable by that company, because it is absolute gross negligence. And I think that's an important point that you sort of raised, is that it has to be accidental, something unforeseen. Insurance and liability insurance will never cover you for gross negligence, something that you do on purpose. But it would cover you, for example, if you were supposed to pay over pension funds and you somehow left out a digit on the numbers when you're putting it into the computer to pay out, or somehow put the wrong number and paid the wrong amount, and that led to the third party suffering further financial losses because of that delay in the payment or the incorrect payment, that would be covered. So any accident that you make or any mistake that you make, and we all know mistakes happen every day to everybody.
Mistakes certainly do happen, but it's very clear that liability insurance does not cover any negligence or intentional decisions that you make. We'll leave it at that, Storm. Thanks so much for those insights. That's Storm Mhlambi, who is Senior Manager for Specialist Liability at Auto & General, joining us to reflect on liability insurance cover.
This interview was brought to you by Auto & General. We've made it our business to insure yours. Auto & General. We're never not there.
Suddenly, we had to close our doors, so...
Suddenly, my shop flooded. My stock is now ruined.
Suddenly, just cancelled last minute.
And suddenly, my machinery just stopped working.
When suddenly happens to your business, who's there for you? With cover for over 700 business types and a specialised claims department, it's our business to insure yours. Visit autogen.co.za. Auto & General. We're never not there. Auto & General is a licensed non-life insurer and FSP. T's and C's online.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.